It's only a few months now until Australia's summer festival season kicks off, and with it, the continued debate around pill testing. A New South Wales coroner is currently investigating a series of drug deaths, and many politicians remain staunchly opposed. But could a method used in the UK help break our political deadlock on drug testing? Tom Tilley reports from the UK festival Boomtown Fair.
In the English countryside, southwest of London, the summer festival season's in full swing. Well away from the main stages of Boomtown Fair, there's a wheelie bin full of drugs, bags and bags of pills and powders, and the intense smell of cannabis. All of these drugs have either been confiscated by security at the gate or voluntarily put in amnesty bins by festival goers. Then, in a demountable building deep inside the police compound, these substances are analysed at Boomtown Fair's back-of-house drug testing service. It's run by Trevor Shine, the director of Tic Tac, a private drug testing company.
Trevor, we've got another sample here. What is it?
It looks as if it's crystal MDMA, and we're going to run that on an infrared spectrometer.
It's a different model of pill testing from the one trialled at Groove in the Moo, Canberra, for the last 2 years. That service allowed people to walk in and get their drugs tested, then they'd receive professional advice and counselling. Other states and territories have balked at following the ACT's lead, arguing it gives a green light to drug use. The back-of-house model avoids that dilemma, yet Trevor Shine says it still offers some of the safety benefits.
If an ecstasy tablet was picked up and there was PMMA in it, which is pretty lethal, you might be able to say we've saved someone's life.
Throughout the 5 days of Boomtown Fair, Tic Tac identified two deadly substances. Boomtown organisers then alerted welfare and medical teams and spread the message to festival goers via posters, social media and the festival's mobile app.
Within an hour of putting out our alert about the yellow Superman pills, people were coming into the Loop service and they were disposing of those pills with us.
Fiona Meesham's the UK's best known pill testing advocate. She founded a service called The Loop. She was on site at Boomtown offering counselling and got some heartening feedback about the alerts.
Those pills that were handed in, that's the difference between people having a good time at the festival or having an absolutely terrible time in the medics.
This type of back-of-house service also operates at other big UK festivals, including Glastonbury, Leeds and Reading. In March last year, it was recommended by a Victorian parliamentary committee. So far, it hasn't been adopted.
Tom Tilley reporting there, and you can see more on that story on Foreign Correspondent 8 o'clock tonight on ABC TV or on iView.